A confined single room measuring less than 9 square meters in Bangladesh shelters Chameli, her husband, and their 3 daughters. 2 of them must sleep on the floor. This 30-year-old mother works in a factory that supplies clothing to Australian department stores and takes home as little as $128 monthly. Chameli has to work overtime at least once a week during busy shipment times, earning at most $165 a month. The story behind Chameli's struggle is just one among thousands lived by workers in Bangladesh and Vietnam, documented in a new report by Oxfam Australia. Giuliano Oliveira has this story.
The largest department stores in Australia, such as Kmart, Target and Big W, have been cited as major contributors in a system of entrenched exploitation operating in Bangladesh and Vietnam, according to a report released by Oxfam International this week. Joy Kiriakou, Oxfam Australia's labour rights policy advisor, explains how Australian garment supply chains work.
So most of the clothes that come into Australia from Asia. And what they will do, they will have buyers in their team, and those buyers will contract factories normally to sew the clothes. They'll give them a particular time to sew the clothes and what the design is like, and they will deliver those clothes and then be paid, and those clothes are shipped over to Australia. So that's how it normally works. And we found that in those supply chains, some of the ways that Australian companies act really keeps the wages low. It puts a downward pressure on wages.
Oxfam reports that none of the workers in Bangladesh and Vietnam knew how to calculate their working hours. In these countries, factories predominantly use performance and productive-based wage payments to stimulate workers to work harder. Mrs. Joy says the companies buying the clothes are responsible for the conditions workers find themselves in.
For any company, they have a responsibility for the workers that they're using to make profit for their company. So they have a responsibility to ensure that workers in their supply chain aren't being exploited, and that workers actually are earning wages, especially these workers are working more than full time, that they're earning wages enough to live. But our report, which is the first of its kind, looking at Australian supply chains, found that pretty much across the board, workers are not earning enough to live decent lives. They're running out of money for food. They're having to borrow money every month just to eat and to feed their families. They're struggling to afford their children's education. They can't afford medicine or healthcare when they get sick.
100% of surveyed workers in Bangladesh and 74% workers in Vietnam are paid below living wages. In Bangladesh, the current minimum wage for garment workers is 128 per month, effective from December 2018, which is 49% of a living wage.
Well, the profit really mostly sits at the end of the supply chain. So profit sits very much at the brands. If we look at Kmart, for example, they've increased their profit by over $1 billion over the past couple of years, which is a huge amount of money. Their revenue, sorry, I should say. But, you know, money is also made all along the supply chain. So it is a negotiation, and it is something where governments in developing countries like Bangladesh and Vietnam, they have to act, they have to raise wages, the legal minimum wage, so that it meets a living wage level. But factories also have to act and brands have to act. So there's responsibility all the way along that chain.
The Wire contacted Kmart, Big W and Target for comment, but none of them replied to our request.